Megillah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Chofei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis on the third Mishnah, Halacha Yud. One who says, good ones will bless you, this is the way of heretics. One who says, your mercy extends to a bird's nest, your name will be mentioned on the good, or moidim moidim, we silence him. If one is mechane, we use the euphemism for our wife, for immoral relationships, we silence him. If one says that the pasuk in Vayikra Yudches Chof Aleph, and from your seed you should not give to pass to Melech, if you translate it as do not give your semen to impregnate, meaning have relations with a gentle woman, we harshly silence him. The Gemara says, one who says good ones will bless you is the way of heretics, because he connotes that there are two powers. Pinchas quoting of Simon says, the one who says your mercy extends to a bird's nest, we silence him because he's like one who complains about Hashem's midos, your mercy extends to a bird's nest, but your mercy does not extend to me. Yossi, quoting of Simon, said it's as if he put a limit on Hashem's midos, your mercy extends into a bird's nest, but no further. If Tanaitani Alman da Amma Messiah Rabbi Pinchas, Mandama ad Messiah, there will be Yosef. Some taught the text of the Mishnah says ad until, and some taught that the text says al, which is on. When it says that the text is al, this supports Rabbi Pinchas. When it says the text is ad, this supports Rabbi Yasa. Am Rabbi Yasa, Rabun, Va'avdin, Tabos, Jain, Oysa, Midash, Shekhash, Borhu, Hurachmin. Rabbi Yasa, Rabun said, those who say your mercy extends to a bird's nest don't do good, because they connote that Hashem's midos and mitzvahs are mercy, and really they are decrees which are above our understanding. Elain de Matagamin, those who translate the pasuk Shor Oseh Oisoi V'Esbenai, my nation, Bnei Yisrael, just like we are merciful in Shemayim, so you should be merciful on the land. A cow or you do not slaughter both it and its child on one day. Do not do good, because they connote that Hashem's midos on mercy. Moedim, moedim, mishat kenoisoi, and Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, ki yisacher pi doivrei shaker. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, if one says moedim, moedim, we silence him, based on the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Samach Gimel, pasuk Yud Beis, the mouth of those who speak lies will be closed. Adad Omar, the Sibo Avra Yochid, Achnunim Hein, Utekavasa, Amen, Amen, Shema, Shema. Now, this is only if he says so in B'tzibim, in the public prayers. If he's alone, it's considered supplication, he may say it. The same applies to Amen, Amen, and Shema, Shema. Tugaman, Shu Imed, Lishnechachom, Inu Ashayla, Lishneis, Velechonais, the translator who stands in front of a chacham to translate his words may not change, use different names, means euphemisms, or add, unless the chacham was his father or rebbe, who wouldn't resent or be envious of his son or Talmud. The Vadas was a translator for Rabbi Yasa. Matters that Rav Hadass heard directly from Rav Hadass's father, he would say, so said Rebbe in the name of my father. Milin de la Shama min Avui, Haba Amakain, Oma Rebbe, should say, B'shem Rav Lazar. Matters that Rav Hadass had not heard from his father, he would say, so said Rebbe in the name of Rav Lazar. When we say his father's name, if he adds the title Rebbe. Yeshita hava amoyu du yabou acha milain de shama min avoy hava amar kain ama rabbi b'shem abba milain de lo shama min avoy hava ama kain ama rabbi b'shem rabbi chinna. Yeshita was a translator for Rabbi Abba or wanted some text with Rabbi Acha. Matter that he heard from his father, he would say, so said Rabbi in the name of my father. Matter that he had not heard from his father, he would say, so said Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Chinana. Rabbi Mana kad dahave moiri, vechavota milen deshama min avoi, vabesa hava ama kein, hava ama kein ama, shifei kein ama abba, milen deshama min avoi, vabes vada hava ama kein ama rabbi yoyna. Rana gave rulings with the group of Chachamim, matter that only he heard from his father in his house, he would say, so said father. Matter that he and others heard from his father in the Beis Medrash, he would say, so said Rabbi Yonah. Mekana be'arayis bar'yasa da'avui bar'yasa da'imei. The Mishnah discusses one who is Mekana arayis, means he says euphemisms, such as he translates the error of your father as the error of his father, and the error of your mother as the error of his mother. מזרחו לא עשיתן להרבה למוילך, מזרחו לא עשיתן להעברת או מיוסה. ויש אצל if one explains, and לא עשיתן להרבה למוילך means do not give your semen to impregnate a Gentile woman. אני ובשמו זה שהוא נויסה הרמת המעמד ממנה בונם, מעמד אויבים למוחים. ובשמו said in the Baisa that he says that this refers to one who marries a Gentile woman, and fathers children from her, and sets up enemies of Hashem. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Yud Aleph. Maase Reuven Nikra Volimetargim, Maase Tama Nikra Umetargim. Episode of Reuven, we read it but don't translate it. In the episode of Tama and Yehuda, we read and translate it. Maase Egel Rishon Nikra Umetargim, Asheni Nikra Volimetargim, Bechas Pehanim. The first account of the golden calf we read and translate it. The second account of the egg we read and do not translate it. The same applies to Birkas Kahanim, as we'll see in the Gemara later. In Masa David Amnon, the Nikum Le Metargumen, the episode of David and Amnon, we do not read or translate it. The Gemara says, Ksiv, Asher Chachomim Yegidu, Uloi Kach Demir Beisam, Mascha Notluk Al Kach Lahem Levadam, Nasna Oret, Uloi Ovar Zar Baseicham. The Gemara says, it's written, in Eoiv, in Perk Tesvav, Posek Yudches, that the wise men tell and don't hide from their fathers. Reuven and Yehuda admitted their Averas. What reward did they get for this? And we quote from the next Posek there that says, to them alone the land was given, and no stranger passed in their midst. Yehuda received kingship, and Reuven was the first Shevet to receive its inheritance, being in the Transjordan. Ezu Masesh Egel Hasheni, what is the second account of the Egel that we refer to? Vesimam Hashem Meshub Ben Levi, Meshubba Shehishuv Moshe Es Aaron, Ad Ki Pawaya, Aaron Leshamsa Bekamehem. Vesimam quoting Meshub Ben Levi answered that it's from what Moshe says to Aaron, what does relation do to you, until the phrase, because Aaron had exposed them to be disgraced before their adversaries. Anya bar Shalmi b'shem Rav met Shiva Shahishiv Aaron es Moshe al kipa Aaron leshamsa lekamehem. And Hananya bar Shalmi, quoting Rav, gave a second answer. This is Aaron's answer to Moshe until this phrase we already quoted in the pasuk that Aaron had exposed them to be disgraced before their adversaries. The Acha b'shem Rabbi Abba Moch Hashem yasama al asher osef ha'egel asher osa Aaron. And Acha quoting Abba answers it's until the Yigus Hashem, the Targum of this pasuk is, and Hashem destroyed his nation that made the Egel that Aaron made. We ma'ukvan v'shem Aronon the Taman lo yidem leganai yochel v'sibur leganai v'sibur v'sibur. Ukvan quoting Aronon then Bavel said that the disgrace of an individual v'sibur is unlike the disgrace of v'sibur. The first one is worse, therefore we don't translate the second account, which is the disgrace of Aaron, but we translate the first account of the Egel, which is the disgrace of the Sibyl. Rav Chunah, Rechaz Kehanim Nikois, V'loi Metagomais. Mishnah taught the second account we read and don't translate, and then said Birkas Kahanim, has the same law, Rabbi Chaim was taught in the name of Rabbi Chofkuna, that Birkas Kahanim is well and not translated. The Abba Bakoyen, Bakoyen Rabbi Yossa, Ma Taima, Rabbi Bakoyen quoted Rabbi Yossa, asked Rabbi Yossa, what's the reason? Amalei, Kosavarchu, Levocha Nitna, Valoy Nitna, Lekwia. Rabbi Yossa answered that Kosavarchu, Birkas Kahanim was given for a bocha, but not to be read for everyone, means with a Targum. Coming on to the next mission, Halacha Yud Beis, Vein Mastirin B'Merkava, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Mission says we don't read about the Merkava in the Divine Chariot in the Cheskel, for the Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Lezer Ima Ein Mastirin B'Aydeh Yisholayim, it's that we say. And Lezer says we do not read the Torah that comes from the Cheskel Perek Tefillin Pasuk Beis, informing Yerushalayim of Yerushalayim and its abominations. We don't read that for the Haftarah. The Gemara says, "Im Ashtirin b'Merkava, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Lezer Ima, Im Ashtirin b'Aydeh Yerushalayim, es Torah v'Yisera." And the Gemara brings a Baisa that we don't read about the Merkava for the Haftarah. Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Lezer says, "We don't read b'Aydeh Yerushalayim Torah v'Yisera for the Haftarah." Mas be'echad yehifti v'hoidet Yerushalayim es Torah v'Yisera. Amalei v'bleze yeilech hoitha ish v'eda v'tea v'yisea shal imo yabotka achar v'nim samamze. The case occurred in which one person read hoitha yishalayim tea v'yisea for the Haftar. V'bleze said to him that man should go to check and publicize the abomination of his mother, and they investigated him and found that he was a mamze. V'da mezuzah yavin la hecha, where do we put the mezuzah? There of Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, Mishloishoi, Benaisnoi, Mishchilas, Slish Ha'elion. First answer is there of Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, that he takes a third of the height of the opening and puts it at the beginning of the top third. V'chalbe b'shem Rechuna, Koitza es ha-Pesach, v'shal sholei Benaisnoi, b'soi Shlish ha-Tachvin. V'chalbe, quoting Rechuna, said that he divides the height of the opening in two, and in the top half, he puts it at the end of the bottom third. What do they argue about? The beginning of the top third is the end of the bottom third of the top half. They argue about the place that the mezuzah itself occupies. If they hold that it's just above the beginning of the top third, if Chabi holds it, it is below it. Ba'atavi asked Rabbi Yitzchak, think about it, if the gate was high, and if it's at the top third, people won't see it. Where do they put it? Amalei Noisna Keneged Ksefov. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that he puts it at the height of his shoulders. Beis Midrashah, Rabbi Hanina of Itain, the Beis Midrashah of Rabbi Yirmiyah did this. Rabbi Yirmiyah v'shem v'shmol bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Beis Midrashah shall Rabbi haya osay kamin naga. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting v'shmol bar Yitzchak said that the place that housed the Mezuzah Rabbi was like a bolt. If he hung a mezuzah on the door, it's dangerous, it means the house is not protected, or alternatively might bang his head on it. There's no mitzvah. If he carved out the end of a stick and inserted a mezuzah, put it in a place that's not proper, it's dangerous and there's no mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. Rabbi Abba quoting Yehuda said that in a proper place it's kosher even if he did not nail the stick into the doorway. Vaha tani vahu shesamai, well, we ask from a baisa that this is only if he nailed it, if not the stick is like a reed, it is like a reed case. Rabbi Yossa vahu shiachta lachain, Rabbi Yossa answered this is if he designated it for this. Shabbeis malioin ayu oisin kain vafum masayos. The people of Beis Malion did so when they went to war. They put the stick at the opening where they camped without nailing it. Shmuel Amar, Nosna Shusei Lifnim, Mitefach Psula. Also, if you put it inside the doorway, more than a tefach from the outside of the doorway, it is possible. Ruzira, B'Shem Shmuel, Sach Shehei Shema Shela Voye Esa Pesach. Ruzira, quoting Shmuel, said it's Shema, must see the opening, it's rolled up from the end of the line to the beginning, and Shema, Shema must be on the inside towards the opening. V'yom yevashem Rabbi Zeira, kine masnif asir sheyesh loy shnei psochim noisen al eze mehen sheyirtze heich shema shela roya es ha-pesach. V'yom yevashem, quoting Rabbi Zeira, asks, is this like our b'aisa? Is this like a b'aisa? If a beam has two openings, means one on each side of it, he puts the mezuzah on whichever side he wants. It must be on the right side, even if it's on the left opening. And if so, how does Shema face the opening? It can face only one of the openings. If a house has two openings, he puts the mezuzah on the one he normally uses. If he normally uses both, he puts it on the one that people who enter and exit see more. If people see both, he puts it on whichever he wishes. Pesach shu pasuach lagag or lagina, hayu kapasuach lechel, divrei Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamayim hayu kapasuach lashuk. The vice that says if an opening is open to the roof or garden, it's obligated as if it's open to the chatzah. Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Yehuda say so, chacham say, it's exempt as if it's open to the market. Hadar b'chutzlaretz v'hadar b'pundiki tisol shloshim yom ein asarach litein mezuzah. One who lives in a rented house in chutzlaretz or one who lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, for 30 days he need not put a mezuzah. Hadar b'bulganin shloshim yom asarach litein mezuzah. One who lives in a shack for 30 days must put up a mezuzah. Haseicha b'eretz Yisrael asarach litein mezuzah. Haseicha b'eretz Akum Vice me'akum, zach l'tein mezuzah, ukshu yoytze neitel, avshay yisol, asa lazuz kein. One who rents a house in Eretz Yisrael must put a mezuzah. One who rents a house from a Gentile must put a mezuzah, and when he leaves, he takes it. If he rents it from a Yisol, it's forbidden to do so. V'yaka ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yoshia, v'neishet ma'irab ma'aseh b'echa z'nitel v'hayakreva esbonav. V'yaka ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, said it was due to an episode that occurred in which one took it and he buried it, and he buried his children. Hadar b'pundiki chutzlaretz, shloshim yom, ein asarach litein mezuzah, ein nosan le'yitol. When he lives in an inn in chutzlaretz, even more than 30 days it should be, he need not put a mezuzah. If he put it, he may not take it down. V'yaka ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yoshia, m'pnei ma'aseh she'irab, ma'aseh echa she'notol, ve'kreveh esbonam. Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, said this is due to an episode that occurred in which one took it and he buried his own children. Chugas hamolim chayeves mezuzah halayin shiudal adalad shavodim yoshim sham v'man ifin v'bineyim chayavim mezuzah. A cavity in a hill in which people live is obligated to have a mezuzah. A window that is 4x4 amos in which slaves sit and fan their masters is obligated to have a mezuzah. Elunin elu al gabe elu hayavim b'mezuzah hein dudoras as kufta ayasa. These lunin, which is opening from a room to the room above it, one above the other, all obligated to have a mezuzah. Each is like the bottom lintel because this is how one enters the room above. If you also have a mitzvah, the leichama lule to Rabbi Eloh, to have a abed min da'atoin, the chava bon. Rabbi Yosef was pained they didn't see the law of Rabbi Eloh, which was made like all the rabbis wanted, you to learn from it the chiyuv of mezuzah on the law. Tefillah mezuzah mikodem. Tefillah mezuzah, which has precedence if one cannot afford both. Shmuel amar mezuzah kodemus, Shmuel says it's mezuzah that has precedence. Rav Chuna amar tefillah kodemus, whereas Rav Chuna says it's tefillah that has precedence. What's Shmuel's reasoning? It's because mezuzah applies even on Yom Tov and Shabbos. What's Rav Chuna's reasoning? It's because Tefillin applies even to seafarers and those going in the Midbar. We have support to Shmuel from a bite. If tefillin parchments wore out, we make a mezuzah from them. If mezuzah wore out, we may not make tefillin from it, because we ascend in kedusha and we do not descend. Adnanach, perek, hakoyra oimed.